storms.
Thanks, Ben. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 29th of April. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. High Humber, 1,028, expected Netherlands, 1,026 by midnight tonight. Low northwest of Trafalgar, 1,008, slow moving, deepening 994 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Southerly 2 to 4, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Cira, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, variable 4 or less, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, southwest, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Showers in Cromarty, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable becoming southwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fisher, northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, variable 4 or less, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 except in Thames. Fair, good. Biscay, east 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic in south, otherwise easterly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, east 4 or 5, occasionally 3 except in Seoul. Fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 4 or less, fair, good. Shannon, southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Rockall, southeast veering southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Malin, South Hebrides, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. North Hebrides, Bailey, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less at first in South Bailey. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southwest backing southeast 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly backing southeasterly 4 to 6, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south southeast, 4, 9 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 4, 6 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lerwick, south southwest, 2, 24 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south, 2, mist, 5 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Bridlington, east by south, 1, 1026, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast, 2, 2 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1025. Jersey, east, 3, 8 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast, 4, 5 miles, 1024. Scilly Automatic, 6 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Valentia, east by south, 3, 16 miles, 1022, now rising. Ronald's Way, north, 2, 14 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by west, 3, 24 miles, 1024, now rising. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, high pressure over the southern North Sea will maintain mainly light to moderate winds and fine weather for most. But a frontal system to the north of the UK will bring some rain, showers and fog patches at times to Scotland during the next couple of days. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches near Orkney, moderate or good, occasionally very poor near Orkney. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 for a time. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East 3 to 5, backing northeast 3 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East 3 to 5. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, mainly east 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to Mull of Galloway. Variable, mainly east 3 or less. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, mainly southeasterly 3 or less. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles. South or southwest 4 or 5, veering west 4 to 6, backing south 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly.
Good morning. My calendar tells me that on this day in 1916, 109 years ago, after 6 days of fighting, Irish rebel leaders surrendered to British forces in Dublin, bringing the Easter Rising to an end. One of the leaders of the rebellion was one Patrick Pearse, a teacher, a barrister, a poet, a writer, a nationalist, a Republican political activist, and a revolutionary. Pearse came to be seen by many as the embodiment of the rebellion. One of his most celebrated poems, The Mother, was written the night before his execution, in which he imagined his mother's feelings about his imminent death. He writes, "Lord, thou art hard on mothers. We suffer in their coming and their going." I think about my own mother often. She died some years ago, just as she was about to retire from work. It was a cruel twist of fate for a woman who had worked so hard her whole life and was only starting to smell the roses after a lifetime of toil. It's funny, all these years later, when something happens in my life that I'm just bursting to tell people about, one of my first instincts is to ring my mother. Sometimes I even pick up my mobile. And then it dawns on me like a sudden kick to the stomach. It's curious. It's not like I've forgotten that she has died and she rests now in that stony grey soil of Killyclahar churchyard. It's just like I've momentarily retreated to how things were, and I'll never delete her number. So today, I pray in thanksgiving for the blessing of mothers and for the blessing to have known such love. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today we get to the brass tacks of how much it costs to transport green electricity from offshore wind farms.
The main bulk power transfers that we're seeing to make use of wind energy especially is basically north to south. So if we can bypass a large part of the need for onshore development by going subsea, then that can be helpful.
We'll have more on that in just a moment. First, the UK economy could get a boost if everyone ate more UK-grown fruit and veg. That's according to a new report by the Green Alliance, a think tank which works with environmental groups. It says we currently import 5/6 of our fruit and half of our veg, but expanding horticultural production could add £2.3 billion to the national economy and create 20,000 jobs. The group presented its findings to MPs at an event in Westminster yesterday. I spoke to Lydia Collis, who's head of natural environment at the Green Alliance.
What